In-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here today. A look at Umpqua Valley Arts. Emily Brandt, the Executive Director, and Sarah Holborough is the Community Outreach Director. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
So, Emily, we haven't talked to you in a while. How's it going being the director of all this?
Yeah, so I've been there about going on 11 months. I still get to claim that I'm new, I feel like, for one more month. But I'm loving it. It's really exciting. We have new things going on all the time, and the team I get to work with is amazing. And I really like that community component. I get to see new people all the time. So the job's evolving and ever-changing, and I don't know, I just really love it.
Talk about your path into being executive director of this, because you took a rather not common path.
Yeah. So my background's in landscape architecture, which essentially I went to design school. So that's kind of the common thread that I see leading me to an arts and culture center. But studied the design, got to work with artists in grad school, then moved here, worked for IE Engineering, which I loved. I got to work on urban design projects. Yeah, I was encouraged to volunteer locally and came to the Art Center because of all the great things that were going on there. Fell in love with it enough to say yes to a board position and then became board president. Just got sucked in quickly. So, after the pandemic was here and I think everybody kind of thought about what they were doing and how they might want to have an impact on the community. So I think I was one of those people. Was already enthralled with what the Art Center was doing, and when the position opened up, I decided to apply.
You know, I think it's interesting because initially, I think I even thought, landscape architecture, how do you get from that to that?
Yeah.
But when you really back up and think about it, you know, what are you trying to do as a landscape architect? You are creating art of a different kind.
Creating spaces, working with artists to put public art in place. During my work in grad school and both in here, you're really working with teams and pulling projects together, which is what we do at the Art Center, too. Everything takes teamwork and it takes pulling everything together with a deadline and working with artists, which is really great. So I see a lot of parallels in what I studied, what I practiced for about 8 years and then coming here.
You wouldn't believe how many board presidents of nonprofit organizations then become ultimately executive directors because they are just so passionate about the nonprofit world and they realize the impact that they could have on their community through their work in the nonprofit world. It's really incredible. There are so many cases like that I hear about all of the time.
You just get more and more entranced, if you will, into what's going on that you realize that's what you'd really like to spend more of your time on.
I think if you're open to that, which I was. So, I was surrounded by amazing people already working on volunteer projects. Summer Arts Festival, of course, is a way to fall in love with an organization that's putting that on. So I just saw so much opportunity to help shape the arts and culture scene of Roseburg and Douglas County, and I wanted to be a part of that.
So how many years have you been in Roseburg?
Oh, 10 years this year.
So when you take a look at your landscape architect work and you look at some of the things you've done in town, I'm curious what's that like, what it's like to drive through a neighborhood or drive down a street and go, oh yeah, I did that.
Yeah, well, I mostly think about the team I worked with on it because I really did love the people I worked with at IE and working with the city and other clients we had. So it does bring back memories about the people and the town, which is luckily how I got well-connected throughout the area. It's just getting to know folks on those teams and who were executing these really great projects that make our city look amazing. So I kind of think mostly about the people that I was involved with on those projects. And then, the outcome and what it looks like is always, nice to think about. I mean, if people like it, I'll fess up to being a part of it. If they don't like it, of course, I have that opportunity to say, yeah, I had a small role. But, other than that, yeah, I just think about how the community all comes together for projects like that. And it's kind of like that at the Art Center. So many people are involved with different things we do. So a lot of the same people I got to work with at my role at IE Engineering and with clients around the community, I get to still see on a daily basis, which is great. It made the transition very smooth.
So Sarah, we're kind of entering like a new phase, it seems like, of the last couple of years. And you back up a little bit. You have the 50th anniversary during a pandemic. Welcome to 2020, 2021, and 2022. What's that been like?
Who would have thought back in 2020 that we would still be talking about the pandemic in 2021, 2022, that we would still be feeling the effects? It's pretty incredible, and I am so happy that I live in a community that is as resilient and connected as Roseburg and the extended Douglas County community. We really do have a unique situation in that we have a village of people that will come together in times of crisis, in times of positivity, and really band together. So I feel like out of the entire country, what a better place to survive the pandemic than Roseburg, Oregon, where people are just so kind and supportive of one another, that the community really stands behind organizations and businesses and wants people to be okay, wants everybody to get through the period. So it was a challenge, but it was really an opportunity for Umpqua Valley Arts as an organization to reevaluate who we are, where we're at, where we want to be. And out of all organizations, I think that, you know, we used our skill set. We're creative, we're innovative, and we pivoted to continue to provide our mission-based programming to the community. So we really just took the pandemic and said, we're still here. We're going to do things digitally. We're still going to reach our community. So we it really was a moment in time that we thrived as an organization, and we're excited to go into our next 50 plus years. We have a lot of passion and renewed energy from this moment in time, for sure.
So, Emily, one of the things I've noticed, though, a few months ago, I talked to some folks from Oregon Cultural Trust, and they were talking about how many arts organizations of varying kinds had ultimately gone under during the pandemic because all their funding streams dried up and they couldn't be open and they ultimately closed their doors.
Right. I'm going to jump in here, Kyle, and say that 60% of nonprofit organizations were threatened to survive the pandemic, and 25% went under during the pandemic. And I feel so fortunate that we live in a community that supported our nonprofit enough that we were able to survive and thrive within the pandemic, especially as a rural nonprofit in the arts and culture field. It's very, very rare, and it speaks to our community. It speaks to the work we do at Umpqua Valley Arts, and I'm just so thankful that we were able to survive this time.
Yeah, and I mean, more specifically, we have an amazing board and a strong staff. And when it came to knowing that our doors would be closed, we tried to look at the silver lining and take a breath and decide how we could make the best of this time. We relentlessly applied for grants, payroll protection loans, anything we could possibly do to make sure we stayed in the green, stayed healthy, and supported one another. And the staff were able to pull that off through digital programming, and the board and some of the, you know, the director at the time was working really hard at making sure the revenue streams kept coming so that, you know, we knew eventually there was a light at the end of the tunnel. We just had to hold it together until it came. So we feel proud that we did that.
Emily, you just touched on something that's really, really important. It's that strong connection towards the board and the leadership of an organization. And we have such strong engagement with our current board at UVA, and pair that with a dynamite executive director and strong staff. It's essential.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Emily Brandt, Sarah Holborough with us. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1, Umpqua Valley Live later this afternoon at 4. And get back to candidate interviews on Monday. We'll be talking to one of the Democratic candidates for governor. Tina Kotek will be on Inside Douglas County. Sarah Holborough and Emily Brandt, Umpqua Valley Arts, in here this afternoon. So talk about arts and education and how they tie together.
We are so passionate about arts and culture and providing these opportunities to our local students. We provide over 18,000 hands-on experiences for students in our community every year. And this is something that we feel very strongly is essential to complete the education experiences. And local students would otherwise not have these experiences if Umpqua Valley Arts did not provide them. So these experiences are essential for developing fine motor skills, building self-esteem, encouraging critical thinking, and these are all skills that we want our students to have. It's essential now, and it's essential to the future of our community because these are our future leaders. And if they aren't learning these critical skills now, they aren't developing to their full potential as adults. So we're extremely passionate about our arts education programming. We have a brand new arts education coordinator, Taylor Bennett, who we're thrilled to have on board. But we are, we just love partnering with the local community, the local schools, educators, and providing them any and all materials that they need to have the arts stay alive in their classrooms.
Yeah, and one of the most exciting things we get to see in the building every day is people returning to the community who took classes as young people in our community, and they've moved back or are thinking about moving back, and they love to see that they still have this wonderful jewel of a resource in Roseburg and in Douglas County. They come in and they say, okay, now what can I do as an adult? And so that's really exciting to see. We're nurturing young people to potentially stay in the community and bring their families back here.
And you've got some things coming up in that direction, too, in terms of classes and all that.
We do. That's one of the best things about rolling into this 2022 year is we're really rolling out our robust programming that you used to see pre-pandemic. We have Saturday workshops. We have summer camps. We're even doing spring break camps. We have our clay studio open for both youth and adult programming. We're going to be rolling out brand new art kits into the schools. We're bringing back the field trips. And that's something that we all missed so much during the pandemic. And what you miss from digital programming. We obviously did the best we can, could at the time with digital programming, but nothing beats the connection and community you feel in person, hands-on learning. So those are the opportunities that we try to provide the community for youth and adults of all ages.
What about some opportunities for people to help you out, like over spring break and things like that?
Yeah, so we, with some of our youth programming, we always utilize local volunteers. Sometimes they're retired teachers, sometimes they're current teachers. You don't have to be a teacher at all to volunteer with our youth, but we always engage with our community from a volunteer level all the way up to where we're recruiting for teachers right now as well. So we do engage in the community throughout the spring in that way. We're recruiting for our summer camps right now as we're getting those solidified for scheduling. So yeah, lots of opportunities to be involved at that level.
And Kyle, one of the common misconceptions that people have about teaching with Umpqua Valley Arts is that you have to be a teacher or you have to be a professional at something. And really, we're just looking for creative and passionate individuals that love the arts, love culture, love connecting with people that have a skill set that they want to share with others. So if this is something that piques your interest, I encourage anyone to go to our website and fill out an interest form to teach with us. You can teach for youth, you can teach adults, you can teach a one-day class, you can teach a summer camp, so many opportunities, and we would love to connect with anyone that thinks that this might be something they were interested in.
So that's spring, but let's jump ahead to summer arts festival.
Yeah, we were just meeting with people about that this morning. It never ends. The planning process for a three-day festival is quite extensive. We start that planning process in October, and it does not end until really the week after the event. So we are currently booking all of our vendors. The early bird deadline is March 15th. If you would like to apply to be an art vendor or a food truck vendor at the festival, we are seeking applications. And then, of course, you're welcome to keep applying until June 1st. And we really love the response we've received so far. We've got a lot of applications that are rolling in, lots of new ones, lots of returning vendors that have been a part of our community for a really long time. So all of that is continuing. We will be launching our volunteer recruitment applications coming in about a month. It takes about 150 people to run that festival, 3 days. So the recruitment process for volunteers is quite extensive as well, and we have a really great volunteer coordinator who started this morning. She's hitting the ground running and getting everything ready so that we can have a smooth running festival. But we're really excited. We have lots of sponsorship opportunities that Sarah could speak about as well for local businesses in terms of supporting a community-wide event like this. City of Roseburg has been very supportive through a grant they recently gave us to help recruit attendees from outside areas. And so we really hope that while Roseburg and Douglas County residents will enjoy this, that we'll be a destination for nearby communities as well, Medford, the coast, and Eugene. So it really should be a statewide event in my eyes.
It's pretty incredible that we have over 10,000 people come to Summer Arts Festival every year. It's a 53rd annual year this year that we will be hosting our Summer Arts Festival at Fir Grove Park, right by our historic building. And it's a great tourist attraction for Douglas County, and we are all about bringing people to our incredible community. Those people are also going to support other local businesses, and we love partnering with any and everyone that is part of the tourism industry, and we love partnering with Experience Roseburg, but this event is kind of it's a gem summer event. We have artists from all over the Pacific Northwest. We have entertainment on two stages, food trucks, and just that community spirit. And that's something that you can't really put a price on. It's bringing our community together every single summer that they can count on, that we will be celebrating our community, the arts world, and just being together. And each step farther away from the pandemic and back to a new normal is something that we are so excited to be a part of. And this year's festival is sure to be better than ever. And one of the things that I am most excited about is we always have adult vendors. This year, we are having a young entrepreneur program where young artists can apply to have a booth at the festival and practice selling their art. So,
and I see this year being really important to come to as an attendee, to come show your support. A lot of artists struggled throughout these last 2 years, and just like a lot of nonprofits that didn't make it, a lot of artists didn't make it. They weren't able to go to festivals and go to venues where they were able to sell their work. So we're seeing some of these artists come back out of the woodwork, and it's the time to show your support for your local artist, and the Summer Arts Festival is one of those ways you can do that.
All right, there we go. Out of time. Umpqua Valley Arts in the Focus this afternoon. It's 12:57.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.